Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Chris Rossini as co-host. And Chris, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Dr. Paul.
Well, very good. We'd like to talk today about a subject we have talked about before, and it has to do with the Federal Reserve. But in this instance, we want to challenge the perception that the Federal Reserve is there to bring about sound economic planning. And our argument, guess what? We'll take another position, that they're not very good at economic planning, because we see the problems that they make, you know, the inflation and the recessions and the downturns and the deficits they produce. So this is something, though, that they take credit for. And a lot of times they get more credit than they deserve, because when the economy is booming, with the booming part of the cycle, when they're printing a lot of money, which is almost always, they take all, you know, the Fed takes credit for this and say, look how great a job we do. And then, of course, that leads to a problem, and that problem is the downturn. And then there's a recession, and people are unhappy, or there's price inflation, and then they come rushing in to the rescue. So they want to get credit for the entire cycle. But the artificial boom they want credit for and say, look how much good we do. But they also then want to say that we come in for the rescue. Quite frankly, Chris, I don't think they're very good at economic planning, and yet there's still a lot of people who believe that is the case. But I might say maybe fewer people now than maybe 5 or 10 years ago. I think people are looking more carefully at the Federal Reserve.
Yes, we hate to break people's bubbles, no pun intended, but neither the Fed nor the president runs the economy, even though people believe that they do. The economy is millions and millions of individual decisions that are happening every single second. People are valuing things differently in their minds and making decisions about it. To think that anyone runs this economy is foolish. It's a fairy tale. But it's a fairy tale with a great PR department. It all looks very official with their stone buildings and marble floors and all the reporters and congressional hearings. But the only good thing about the congressional hearings was when Ron Paul was telling them that they don't know what they're doing. So it's a fairy tale, and we're here to bring a little reality to it.
Well, a long time ago, there was an economist named Adam Smith, and he sort of addressed this subject. He introduced the notion at that time and emphasized the invisible hand. There's something out there that made up of millions and millions of choices, and that's what really drives the economy. It's the rejection of this notion by socialists and saying, oh, we know how to set prices, and that the price setting is done, it's reasonable, and we know what to do. And of course, they destroy this whole principle that people, supply and demand, and the desires of the consumers, the wisdom of the investor and the entrepreneurs that are existed, the rules and regulation, all of this does matter. And for this whole notion that people become so dependent on the Federal Reserve, and even today with this up and down on the stock market, people are still, you know, looking to the Fed to save their day, and they have essentially totally failed in their efforts. They have not accomplished anything, but people still want to trust them because they think, they'll figure it out. They'll make the interest rates right. They'll tighten when they have to, and they're in the process now of going from 10 years of wild inflation of the money supply, the QEs, and trying to adjust it. And they're having a little trouble. And since their whole goal is to prevent any corrections made by the system in the boom period, all they can do is superficially take care of a few people, like the Wall Streeters, and at the same time delay the inevitable correction that will have to come. And a lot of that correction will involve debt. We've talked a lot about that and how much debt is run up because of this system. And the economy is not run more smoothly with the Federal Reserve. It's not a whole lot different philosophically. The extent of it is different a little bit than socialism. They've sort of socialized money. That is, the supply is determined by the Federal Reserve in secrecy. The price of it, the interest rates, is set by the open market committee. And therefore, the most important price is set in secret by a few people, and that's why there's such a gross distortion. Socialism fails because there's no pricing structure, but there's no pricing structure in the whole economy. But in this case of what we're seeing, and we've seen for so many years, is we get into trouble because the Fed pretends they know something, and Hayek called this the pretense of knowledge, that for some reason, secretly, 12 people in the FOMC can sit aside and say, well, we'll look at the statistics, we'll look at this, and then we'll decide, well, we'll bump it up the interest rates here and print a few more dollars here, give it to the banks for free, let them do with it, this sort of thing. And guess what? I think the evidence is getting clearer and clearer that our assumption is that it never could be workable. It will finally fail. And a lot of people, unfortunately, have already suffered. The average middle-class person doesn't recover like Wall Street does. And I think that's one of the things politically that we can look at right now. Why are people so unhappy when the economy is doing so great? And yet there's political turmoil and they're talking about socialism and all this. I think it's the fact that people don't understand that there's still a lot of people in the middle class that are suffering. And if they're getting along pretty good, it's on debt, their own debt or government debt, and it's not sustainable. So this is the reason I think there's uncertainty and people are concerned and they're willing to look elsewhere. It used to be that if the economy was booming, the incumbent party had no problems whatsoever. And yet right now, today, nobody has the biggest idea what will happen. It's not a presidential election, so it's not quite as emphatic as it is when a president's up for election on how the economy is doing. But my suspicion is that middle class, due to this monetary system and the Federal Reserve, they're not doing as well as most people think they are.
No, and they all central planners, they all make the same exact mistakes. They try to treat the economy like a physical science. For example, if you take two chemicals and put them in a test tube, you're going to get the same result every single time. That's how the physical sciences work, because the chemicals don't have a choice. But as humans, that's part of our nature, is we choose. We have imaginations. So they could set a policy and we could use our imagination to find 50 ways around it to produce the opposite effect. So they're constantly chasing their tails. And that's why central planning never works, because you can't box in the human mind, which is what they want to do. They want to box it in and then control it. And all this wasted ink in the press every single day, should the Fed stimulate, should they step on the gas, the brakes, as if the economy is some kind of machine and they're a mechanic. It's all false. Everything that they do is wrong. But, it just takes people to understand that for things to change.
Yeah, and it takes a fair amount of deception by the Fed and others, those who benefit by the Fed, to make sure that people don't get too excited and do away with the Fed. But the Federal Reserve actually is a taxing organization. So if the people want stuff and the military industrial complex wants stuff and the politicians want to stay in office and they spend it, and then you put conservatives in and then they have $1 trillion debt in 1 year, well, when they print the money, people will suffer from that and prices will go up. So when those prices go up, that really is a tax. And that's how it gets paid. So it is a taxing organization. And it's also a facilitator in the sense that if you are for social welfare and all the welfare programs or for the military industrial complex, and because of this financial setup, this gimmickry they have, it facilitates that. And of course, it facilitates big government. So all one would have to do is go back and look at 1913, look at the size of government, look at the amount of taxes that people were taking. And it's been growing astoundingly because people, have easy money. And the consequences have always been fluffed over or poured onto the middle class, who suffers the consequences. I think this last recover was especially bad for the system, which rewarded a few people, the one percenters. At the same time, the middle class got hurt. And I think that's why people are so upset. But they punish one group at the expense of the other. But the whole thing is, in this last recovery, it was especially bad where it was set up, and it's still the way that's the case, is the Federal Reserve provides money for the banks and other investors in Wall Street practically for free. And then they take that money and they run up their stock dividends. They have buyback. I just wonder if anybody's ever done a study where, what if there had never been any buybacks that occurred with all this easy money from the Fed? I'll bet the nominal amount, what the Dow Jones is worth or the other stocks are worth, be a lot different. So it is deception, but in the meantime, they do make a lot of money, you know, with this runoff, and especially the people who are the executives who get paid by the amount of the stock prices that go up. But there's been a lot of buybacks, but it isn't because people save money. It didn't come from that. It came from the fact that there was easy credit, and they were getting it practically for free. But the average consumer, if they use their credit cards, I don't know anything about what they charge, but I know it isn't 1 or 2%, you know, but it's much higher, and that's and people go, they do it, they overextend themselves, and there's statistics out to show that, you know, the average family now has so little available cash if they have a downturn, one type of crisis, and they're wiped out. And this is a consequence, the enticement by this Federal Reserve system, that they try and they have to deceive people into believing, well, this is a good deal and we're good managers and we're going to get a low payment mortgage for you. Guess what? Mortgages are automatically going up now because interest rates are going up, and they were built into a fluctuating interest rate. So they're going up. So people can be deceived. I think the Federal Reserve, this whole monetary system, is deception. It'd be much better if the average American looked at the Federal Reserve as the chief counterfeiter, because they are. They're counterfeiting the money. The Constitution is very clear that the only thing to be used as legal tender is gold and silver. But here, not only do they print money, they just use a computer. And, you know, and they run the world. We run our empire, you know, in this manner. So it's something that I think it's very fair to say that this system is run by counterfeiters. And eventually, guess what happens to the counterfeiters? Sometimes they're very good and they can get away with it. But eventually the counterfeiters get caught. And this system will be caught too. And the way I think will happen is they'll recognize that the paper money, the paper dollar, and the benefits we receive from this will dwindle or disappear. And I think that has already started.
Yes, I'll finish up, Dr. Paul, echoing what you just said. They are the chief counterfeiter. And that's a power that no human being should have. That's why gold and silver, that's out of the human realm. That comes from the earth. That's for thousands of years. People chose it as money. But give humans the ability to create money out of thin air. Just imagine our viewers now. If you could just go to your computer and type in $1 million and it's yours. What would that do to you? I mean, putting all jokes aside, it would ruin you as a human being. And it wouldn't take you long to come to the conclusion that maybe you're the king of the world. And that's why authoritarians are marching all over the place. They believe that they can micromanage all of humanity and put us into that box that I said can't be done. But they're going to continue to do it as long as they can get away with it and as long as people put up.
All right. And you know, the deception that I point out is there, but people are catching on and they'd like to know more about what's going on. But the Fed's answer and the people who defend the Fed is, no, it has to be independent. No, it shouldn't be politicized. The Congress shouldn't be involved. The president shouldn't be involved. It has to be independent. But if you substitute the word independent with the word secrecy, then you'll have a better idea of what actually is going on. You know, the other thing that they do on price fixing, they fix the price of interest, which is the great distorter. But they fix the price of gold and silver, too, because that the market does reflect what's happening. And eventually gold prices, you know, over the years has been a good reflection. But it's also interfered with, and the Federal Reserve and others and Treasury will monkey around with it. I believe that when we have these ups and downs in the stock market today, the plunge protection team is very much involved in trying to protect the stock market and making sure that the reflection of the dollar's value is not exposed by interfering with the gold price. Eventually, though, that all disappears. This is the reason why over the many years I've supported and pushed this whole idea that we need exposure, and that is why I want the Fed audited. Once it's audited, the American people wake up and say, wow, I didn't know they were counterfeiters and so ruthless. And also, eventually, that should lead one way or the other to ending the Fed. We could end it with the Congress being alive and responding to what is necessary. That's not going to happen. The Fed's going to end when they ruin the dollar completely, but that'll eventually happen. But we need exposure. The most important thing, I think, should be to get the Federal Reserve audited so that people know what's going on and how detrimental they have been to the American people. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.